Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you're asking me what I learned about this team. What if I told you that there's a team dear and near to my heart named the Boston Red Sox?
Okay.
And I told you that this team is so similar to the 2021 Red Sox. I mean, it's like identical. So if you look at what has been going on, so, okay, a bad 2020, right? I mean, Red Sox probably had a much worse 2020, but still, a bad 2020. Red Sox had to rebuild their roster. You tell me if this sounds familiar. They had to rebuild their roster. Going into the year, there really weren't any expectations. There were not a lot of expectations, a complete rebuild. Yet, at one point in the season, you thought that they were the best team in their league. All right, and had a good chance of going to the World Series or maybe a Super Bowl. Then there came a tough stretch of games, right? The Red Sox played 24 of 27 against Toronto, New York, Tampa Bay. And, you know, they struggled, much like the Patriots, maybe with Buffalo, Indy, Buffalo. And then there was that soft schedule that everybody said the only reason why the Red Sox get in is because they get to play the Orioles and the Nationals or the Jacksonville Jaguars that it took to get a playoff spot. And going into the postseason, we can sit there and look at both of them and say they're both good teams, but even I never thought they would be able to get to the World Series. Just like the Patriots are a good team, but we don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. So I just, when I look at both of these teams, it's like from start to finish, even to the point where in midseason, you thought like that both of them could win. And then there was some concern about whether they even make the playoffs. Like, they're so similar to me, both of these teams. It's, am I wrong? Like, they're identical.
I mean, okay, so I get what you're saying, and you've been kind of flirting around with this for a while now, so I get why you're kind of going there.
Well, I said it before for that second Buffalo game, and you're like, well, no, they haven't really collapsed like the Red Sox did in their 27-game stretch. And I'm like, well, in the NFL, that's basically three football games, right? Like,
sure, I'll give you that.
So the three football games, Buffalo, Indy, Buffalo. You're 1-2, and you're like, back-to-backs.
If that is the case then, if that is the comparison that we're trying to make, then you should – so it's a second-round loss. Okay, so
it's an AFC title game.
No, because the Red Sox lost in the second round, right?
Well, they lost in the Final Four. They lost in the American League Championship Series to Houston. So you're talking about, I mean, if they continue and have the same success the Red Sox did in the postseason, they won their wild card game against the Yankees.
Okay, so they won their wild card game. You win yours.
That you didn't think they were going to beat in the Tampa Bay Rays, and they lost in the ALCS, the Final Four.
Yeah, I wasn't counting that one wild card game against the Yankees. I basically was looking at it. No, but it's usually with baseball, it's whatever. Okay, so fine. So basically you're losing to the Tennessee Titans in a rematch in Tennessee. If they make it, I feel like the problem is, okay, so just like the Red Sox, what happened was you had one opinion of them before the season started. They were playing so well into the All-Star game that you're like, wow, we should maybe reset and,
change
our expectations based on what we've seen. Listen, they're really freaking good. They're going to win the division. Okay, so you did. Then they kind of let you down like, oh, crap. Okay, water reaching its real level or whatever that saying
Buffalo,
is.
Buffalo, Indy.
Yeah, so because you went on that run. I remember after that Buffalo game, it was 100% get your Super Bowl tickets. Yeah, they get your flights out to L.A., and then they kind of hit a two-game skid.
Which is like 20 in baseball.
Okay, fine. They hit a two-game skid. And then they play the worst team I can remember in the NFL.
Orioles.
Like the Jacksonville Jaguars are so bad. They're so bad.
They're awful.
The Orioles, fine. Yeah,
they're just awful.
They're so bad in so many different ways. Listen, then that's fine. I'm totally happy with that. I feel like based on where they were and where they're at and the foundation that you're trying to build, if they end up having the equivalent of the Red Sox season, going to the championship game and losing. Now, listen, that game, that series wasn't even close, you know, against Houston. See, at least they won that first game, but then it wasn't even close.
I think the difference is, though, that people have more, you know, common sense and maybe love towards the Patriots than the Red Sox, because at this point it was, you know.
There's a lot of love for the Red Sox at the end of the year, though,
at the end
Lou.
Of the year, but I'm a saying going it. Into it, it was like, you know, if they don't do this or they don't do that, they choke. Don't let them off the hook. Don't be satisfied. They need to get to the World Series, and if not, they choke. It's disappointment. Don't listen to those saying that, hey, even if they don't get to the play, you know, World Series, ALCS, it's still a success given where they were a year ago and what they have built, whether it's a farm system or just being competitive and getting this far. And I think you could say the same thing about the Patriots. The Patriots get to the postseason if they win a playoff game, you know, and then get to the next round. It's like, oh, don't let them off the hook. No, people will look at it and say, no, this kind of year came out of nowhere. It was a complete rebuild, and you've got a quarterback that you enjoy moving forward. You found a quarterback to play the position, you know, not Cam Newton. So the future looks good next year. They took a step in the right direction. That should be the attitude when this season ends. Just like I was saying, that it was the attitude when the Red Sox season ended. Nobody wanted to feel that way because it was like letting them off the hook. They'll do it with the Patriots. They will do it with the Patriots. They should do it with the Patriots.
If we're going to do the whole baseball analogy, then what is the equivalent of in baseball of an NFL team spending $250 million to, you know, restock their cupboard? What is the equivalent? $2 billion? So if the Red Sox went out there and spent $1 billion on assets and players and pitchers and hitting and you name it, and then they don't win it, that's a colossal letdown, which has happened to the Red Sox before. They spent a bunch of money and they got bounced out of the first round.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. That's probably the biggest difference. The Patriots spent more money than anybody in the league.
And it actually is working.
To put this team. Yeah, well, they need
to. Not yet. It hasn't. If you really think about it, if you're going to compare, you got to go back to those John Farrell days, you know, before when they signed all those guys, Sale and Price and all those guys, and they kept getting bounced in the first round. If the Patriots spend all this money, they become a wild card team. They go on the road to play probably where it looks right now, a rematch, a grudge match against the Buffalo Bills on the road, and they lose. I don't think you reached your level. I don't think you spent a lot of money. You didn't get a playoff win.
I know, but the Patriots, it'd be different, though, because if the Patriots were the team of old, you know, and had a roster that was, like, legit, and they went out and they bought some big-time free agents to fill the holes and turn yourself into a juggernaut, a Super Bowl favorite. And we said this before. I mean, in the offseason, you spent, whatever, $180 million in guaranteed dollars to kind of reset and get back to even as far as talent goes. And I still feel like they did. They just kind of they got back to even. It's just that they're a very efficient, well-run organization, coaching unbelievable, and they put themselves at a 10-6 record. We were talking about all year long. We're like, when the season started, who are they going to be? What's their record? I said 10-7. A lot of people felt 11-6. I mean, look where they are. They're 10-6. It's one or the other. So it's kind of like what you thought, which is like a good team, fringe playoff team, which they should get there. I mean, if they drop this game, they'll drop down to like number 6 seed. It's kind of just what you thought they were going to be in the end. Just took 16 games of individual games to finally get to the point where, yeah, this is kind of where we thought they'd be, right? 10-7, 11-6.
Yeah, no, I would say that the record isn't necessarily indicative of how good I think they can be, but it gets you into the competition. Yeah, I do. I do think that. I think that Miami loss is has been following you around and just attached at your belt like an anchor. Like an anchor just kind of dragging you down because they should not have lost that game. They finally get an opportunity to kind of get some revenge for that game, but it's not really going to help them like it really should have if they would have won the game in the beginning. You know what I mean? So, because they needed that win, but they coughed up the ball in the first game of the season. So, listen, and it's not like the Dolphins can actually even play spoiler in this game. Like, the Dolphins have, they're not playing for anything other than pride. And the Patriots, I mean, they're already in the playoffs. That's all. Really, the only thing comes down to it this week is seeding, like who they're going to play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.